Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Yes, my friends, welcome to today's program. It is a pleasure to have you here today. I want to talk today. Yesterday, we talked about Trump deploying the National Guard to Washington, D.C., how that is his prerogative. Today, I want to talk with you about the other portion of this, which is Trump and his takeover, his temporary takeover, or if there's a national emergency declared, a longer-term, or congressional approval, a longer-term takeover of the D.C. police, crime in Washington, D.C. That's where we're headed today, my friends. The left, of course, is in a tizzy about this, but as it is with most things, this is political in nature, as Scott Jennings told the folks over there, confounding them with logic at CNN. We've got a clip from him that I might play on the program here as well, my friends, as things come together. But that's the direction that we're going today. I appreciate you tuning in, my friends. Think about this as we start the program here. Our investments are like seeds that we plant. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the kind of fruit that we want? At 48 Financial, they believe our money should reflect our values, which makes a lot of sense, my friends. You don't want to be investing in things that are completely antithetical to the things that you believe, the politics that you are pursuing. And unfortunately, that is the case with some folks and their investment. 48 Financial specializes in wealth management and biblically responsible investing. They screen out companies that do not align with your Christian faith. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial planning. It helps us live a life of meaning and purpose. Want to see if your investments align with your values? Is this important to you? Check out the quick assessment that you can do by going to 48financial.com/Todd. I've done this assessment. You can as well. 48financial.com/Todd is where you go. 48 Financial, they're here to worry about your money, so you don't have to. All right, my friends. So let's talk now about what's happening in Washington, D.C. As I mentioned yesterday, we talked about the National Guard, and Trump deployed the, well, has, it's, there's not been a lot of National Guard. In fact, I was looking at that this morning. While the Guard is deployed, there are not many National Guardsmen who are really involved yet in law enforcement. They're more of a support role, as I understand it right now. But Trump, as I shared yesterday, effectively said, look, the crime in Washington, D.C. is not acceptable. It's dangerous. This is not a safe place. This can't continue going on. The violent crime is out of control. Of course, I've shared with you, we talked about the statistics and all of that yesterday. So, the statistics, the official crime data show that there's a decrease in violent crime, which begs a lot of questions. Is it accurate? We went through all of that yesterday. If you want to hear it on the podcast, just go to the website or wherever you listen to podcasts and just listen to yesterday's show. But Trump, in addition to deploying the Guard, has taken over the Washington, D.C. Police Department. Now, he has the ability to do this. He has the ability to do this for 30 days without having congressional approval or the declaration of a national emergency. And so that clock is ticking, and a lot of folks are upset because yesterday Trump was asked about this. Trump was asked about whether or not specifically he would take the steps necessary to declare an emergency, a national emergency, in order to continue maintaining control of the D.C. police beyond that 30-day limit. And here is what Trump, here's the question and how Trump responded to it.
Federalization of the police has a 30-day limit unless Congress acts to extend it. Are you talking to Congress about extending it, or do you believe 30 days is sufficient?
Well, if it's a national emergency, we can do it without Congress, but we expect to be to Congress before Congress very quickly. And again, we think the Democrats will not do anything to stop crime, but we think the Republicans will do it almost unanimously. So we're going to need a crime bill that we're going to be putting in, and it's going to pertain initially to D.C. It's almost, we're going to use it as a very positive example. And we're going to be asking for extensions on that, long-term extensions, because you can't have 30 days. 30 days is, that's by the time you do it. We're going to have this in good shape. And don't forget, in the border, everyone said it would take years and you'd have to go back to Congress. I never went to Congress for anything. I just said, close the border. And they closed the border. And that was the end of it. I didn't go back to Congress. We're going to do this very quickly, but we're going to want extensions. I don't want to call national emergency. If I have to, I will. But I think the Republicans in Congress will approve this pretty much unanimously.
Okay, so if I have to do it, I will do it, Trump says. Now, what's interesting to me is that I saw some comments on this on social media last night. And I, you know what? I'm amazed sometimes. I'm amazed sometimes at the idiocy that is out there. I saw one person, of course, this is just one example, but one person on the left who said something to the effect, after actually in response to that soundbite that I just played you, who wants to bet that Trump's going to declare a national emergency? Well, he just said that if he had to, he will. He will do it. He literally just said it. To which I told him that, and this guy said, well, I'm saying, who wants to bet? Well, what's the point? It's like, you don't understand. I'm not a person who wagers, but you don't understand wagering. If the person tells you 100% I'm going to do this, then I would, and I know Trump does the head fakes here, but I fully expect Trump is prepared to do this. He said it. This is not a confusing thing. He says, I prefer that Congress just extend it. We don't want to have to declare an emergency. But listen, our country, I mean, I'm reading between the lines here and kind of filling in some gaps, but basically what Trump's saying is our country's been mismanaged for so long. This is now become what we view as acceptable, right? We have people, in fact, Joe Scarborough, I've got a soundbite from him as well, Joe Scarborough, who is no fan of Trump, no conservative. He used to be a Republican in Congress, but he's a liberal. I wouldn't call him a radical leftist, but he's a liberal. And Joe Scarborough says that Democrats are secretly calling him and are happy that Trump is doing this. In fact, let's play this. I wasn't planning on playing this so quickly, but now that we're talking about this, let me just give you So remember, the idea, let me frame this. So Trump's out here saying it's a mess. D.C. crime is out of control. Violent crime, I'm sure Trump would say the data is being skewed because they're not reporting it. They're marking things in lower categories to try to show the local constituents that they are making improvements in crime and so forth, and as far as reducing it in Washington, D.C. But the people who live there are terrified. And Joe Scarborough talks about that. Joe Scarborough says he's lived in D.C. for 32 years, and he doesn't feel comfortable walking a couple of blocks, and he knows a lot of other people don't feel comfortable as well, and they're communicating with him behind the scenes, basically saying, I hope Trump cleans up our city. But then they take to Twitter and start saying other things. Here's Scarborough doing exactly what I just told you.
Really, this first story we're doing this morning, though, this is a fascinating story because so many people have been calling me over the past couple of days going, you know, Washington should have gotten involved years ago. This place is dangerous. It's a mess. It's a wreck and whatever. And then they'll go on Twitter, go, this is the worst outrage of all time. These hawking, which I understand. It's like people need to express their concerns about Donald Trump going too far. We saw what happened back in 2020 with the National Guard. Certainly can't have any repeat of that. Don't want the federalization of the entire city. But man, I don't care what the crime statistics say. Crime has been a problem in this city for the 32 years I've been living inside and outside of the city. It's just, you know, even now, Meek and I, we're talking to somebody who lives in the city. These are all Democrats who said, you know, our friends won't walk more than three blocks in D.C. at night without feeling complete opposite of New York City, where I walk 40, 50 blocks at night and not think twice about it. In New York City, in Midtown, downtown, I mean, New York is a safe, safe place. Washington, D.C., man, it's door to door. I mean, I get one of those bikes, you know me. I love riding the bikes around. I'll ride around and I go door to door. I don't slow down. It's very dangerous there. Glad the crime rates are going down, but there is no sense of security for people who've been living in that city for 30 years.
And the question.
Yeah. So he says, I don't care what the crime statistics show. People here, people in D.C. are afraid. They don't want to walk a couple of blocks. It's dangerous. Democrats are messaging me behind the scenes, Scarborough says, and they're saying, hey, this is something that should have happened a long time ago. We've let the crime rate or the fear or the violence in this city escalate to a point that it never should have done, never should have gotten to. Trump is trying to address that issue. But politically, the inclination here, and I get it. Look, this is one of the problems with politics. If you're a practical person and you just want to see problems solved and you don't care who gets the credit, you would have a hard time in politics. I think I shared with you what I told my son, and I'm not trying to be cynical here. I'm trying to be as fair as I can. He's now 16. We've been talking about different things as he's able to understand more and more. I shared with you on this program a long time ago. My son, when he was little. He was probably, I'm going to guess, about 7. It's my guess. And we had the news on, and it was just, he was drawing or coloring or something. And they were talking about gun crimes on whatever I was watching, the news. Whatever it was, Fox News. I'll tune into CNN. I watch the stuff across different channels just to get my blood pumping and to talk with you about some of the crazy that's out there. But someone on the program said something about how it was the fault of the gun. And, you know, I've heard this before, and I was just listening and didn't know he was even paying attention. And he just stopped everything he was doing. And he looked over at me and he said, Dad, that's not true. And I didn't know really at first what he was talking about because I didn't know that he was really listening. I'm like, what's that, buddy? And he said, well, it's not the gun's fault. He says, it's the person who had the gun, Dad. And I said, congratulations, son. You just understood more than half of this country seems to understand. So he's always had, you know, the ability to listen and to think things through on his own, but I told him when we were talking about politics, I said, you know, son, politics is really the art of telling people who vote for you that, of course, you can fix all of their problems, and then convincing people that any problem that exists was created by either your political opponent specifically or by his or her political party, but never taking responsibility for anything. I mean, it was some such thing like that. And that's, I don't want to be cynical, but that's what politics has become. So I understand why Trump's in office, Trump's doing something that even the Democrats think should be done. Privately, they might say, man, it'd be nice to walk from the Capitol building to the metro or to my car or whatever without feeling like I was going to get mugged or attacked. But they don't want to say that publicly because they don't want to give any credit to the president of the United States for trying to fix that. And it's not the way that we function as normal, rational human beings. Now, and on another level, I got to be honest with you, as someone who, again, surprisingly to you, I don't like straight politics. I like these ideas. I understand how things are set up to work in our nation's capital and our federal government and so forth. But the minutiae and the detail and the backbiting and the negative things that politics has become, that's not my vibe personally. I don't get into the he said, she said. I like to talk about the ideas here, what's really going on, what's really at play here. And it's just, to me, there's a part of me that doesn't understand why a political party refuses to accept anything good. You can't oppose 100% everything that the other party stands for. Now, you can go to the party's platform, and listen, I've read through the Democrat Party's platform, and I got to say, I'm like, man, I don't know what I agree with in here. But you get outside the platform, which is typically the important issues and that sort of thing, and you talk to people rank and file on the streets, and you realize there's a lot of agreement. There's a lot of agreement between average, everyday people, and it gets to this national level where it's just the other side says that it has to be atrocious, it has to be bad, Trump's involved, it's got to be dictatorial, because they have sold out to that narrative. They can't admit anything but that. I mean, they told us that during the campaign that this was America's last election if Trump was going to be elected president. We wouldn't have elections again. Trump was going to declare himself a king. Now, I know that voters have a very short memory, but logically, how do you go from that mindset, and then you're, whatever, you're 6-8 months, whatever, into his presidency, and then you're like, he actually cleaned up crime in our city, and we appreciate that. I mean, they're not going to do that, but it's maddening from a perspective of being an adult, because that's what should happen. You know, it doesn't make sense to be in favor of crime in Washington, D.C. It doesn't. Why would you be in favor? Listen, I understand. I don't want to see the federal government grow in scope and size and everything else. But there is legitimate power. Again, I'm going to reference, because I think this book Mark Levin's written on power, which I'm still working my way through, has a lot of relevant points that that are coming up that make themselves just known because it's at the intersection of things that we're discussing today. And it's perfectly legal for Trump to do this. It's legal. He has the authority to do this. And people want to conflate it. They want to say because he uses this legal power, constitutional or statutory power, that therefore, ergo, he's going to become a dictator of your local police department. He's just going to take it over by force. That's not what's going on here. This D.C. is a different animal than other states and cities and municipalities. D.C. is the house of our federal government. It's not in a state. It's not a state. It's a city. I don't know that it's ever... Probably never should have been allowed to be structured the way that it is. I don't know exactly how you navigate this, but it seems to me that that the residents should be residents of Maryland more than residents of the nation's. I don't know. There's things that, you know, you can't go back and fix now. This is the reality that we have. And the truth is that D.C. has been an unsafe place for some time. It's not a surprise. And this is the case for most cities. I remember, you know, I don't know that Oz would go. Would you go downtown here in Indianapolis? I remember we never were like huge on this, but we would go downtown for some things. And she told me sometime after the 2020 riots and all that, when Black Lives Matter set fires and destroyed things in downtown Indianapolis, she said, I don't want to go back. And I don't know, would you go back now, Oz? By yourself? Well, you'd go, not by yourself. Would you go like downtown for dinner? We went downtown for dinner. Did you feel unsafe there? No. But you wouldn't go by yourself. So, I mean, there's a reason that we feel this way, right? And it's often because the people who are running these cities aren't taking the safety of the people seriously. The mayor of Indianapolis is notorious for, I mean, officers don't feel comfortable responding to crime because they don't know what's going to happen. If they're going to be blamed for something, if it gets intense and they have to draw their weapon, heaven forbid, which nobody wants that, but we absolutely understand if there's an instance, a case where an officer absolutely has the right to draw his or her weapon and to use deadly force, heaven forbid, but they're not comfortable doing it because they often feel like they're going to be the ones that are being blamed for what happened instead of the criminal. I mean, we're not living too far past the era where Democrats quite literally had a hashtag and they carried banners and they had chants and shirts and whatever other nonsense they had that said defund the police. And then they wonder why people feel unsafe in Washington, D.C. I'll tell you a quick story. I was there, as you know, in 1999, if you listen to this program. I was there. It was, I guess, the second semester of my junior year when I was attending American University for a semester program. And we went to the Supreme Court one day. This young fellow student named Chris and myself, all my classmates went there, but we went together to the Supreme Court. And we got off the subway, and we made a wrong turn. It was early. We got there early in the morning. In fact, I have pictures of the Capitol building with the sunrise, and it was pink, and it was really neat looking. Anyway, but we were walking the wrong direction, and this man on the street stopped us. I kid you not. This was 1999. And he said, where are you going? And we told him where we were trying to go. And he said, don't go that way. I'm just going to tell you what he said. Take it for whatever you think it's worth. But he said, people who look like you don't go down there. That's what he told us. He was basically warning us that there could be some problems if we went down there. I took immediate note of that. I'm not trying to cause any problems. I'm just trying to find the Supreme Court. We did a 180 and we went the correct direction to the Supreme Court. We also served the homeless out there as well. And I got some stories about that too. The idea that DC has some problems is not, shouldn't be surprising to anyone. Anyway, what might be surprising is because this is the fastest radio program you can listen to. We're at the end of the first break here. I've got to take a timeout. Sit tight, my friends. Back here in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Reminder, MyPillow has they're offering wholesale prices on their classic collection. Classic collection. This would include the standard MyPillow, queen size, king size, body pillows, multi-use MyPillows. All these things are currently offering to you at wholesale pricing. You can get that with my discount code, promo code Todd. All you have to do is jump on over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Todd to get the wholesale pricing on the classic collection, but you could also get discounts on other products as well. And they've got a wide variety of products, products you might not even know that you can get from MyPillow. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. All right, so we've got DC. We've got the crime and how people feel in DC. We've got Joe Scarborough out there telling us that Democrats are secretly supporting Trump for taking over the DC police. Of course, the media, the public narrative that the left has is that Trump is, of course, a dictator trying to take over everything, because that's what they've wanted. That's what they've invested in. Now, how are they going to combat this? I love this. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but this is the kind of thing that gets me going. I find this absolutely. I don't even know the words. I love stories like this because it's idiotic. This is at redstate.com. Red State's not the one who's idiotic here. The people that they're talking about are the ones who are acting a fool. But listen to this. This is the headline of this thing. Well, the headline doesn't provide all the descriptions, but we don't have to get far into the article to get to the really interesting part. Here's the left's plan to stop Trump's move against DC crime. And it's as lame as you would think, written by Nick Arama at redstate.com. Listen, this is fantastic. This is absolutely fantastic. President Trump wants to clean up crime in Washington, D.C. by providing more federal agents and the National Guard to help out. Trump is trying to make the nation's capital safer. The Democrats should be welcoming the aid, but instead, because of their Trump derangement syndrome, they have come out against it, even if that makes no sense. As is always the case with the left, what do they do next? They're throwing down their protest card. They're protesting an effort to make things safer. What are they going to do to make things better? I kid you not. Bang pots and pans. So there's a graphic that's been put out by a group in D.C. It says this. It's a yellow graphic. It's got four bullet points. It's got a headline that says this. Starting tonight, get loud. That's in red font. Silence is compliance. And you know, it's interesting. Silence used to be violence. Now it's compliance. Is it compliant to be violent now? I don't know. But silence is compliance, so we need to get loud. That's the first bullet point. The second bullet point, starting tonight and every night of this occupation. Oh my goodness, they're borrowing language from the Israeli-Hamas situation. Go outside at 8 p.m. This is in bold font, by the way, in case you can't get to the second point before you lose your attention span. Go outside at 8 p.m. and bang pots and pans, sing, chant, or make noise for 5 minutes. This is their plan. This is how they plan to organize against the occupation, as they say, of D.C. When your neighbors come out and ask what's going on, talk with them about what's happening. Post your noise-making to social media. Invite friends to come and join you. So at 8 p.m., They can't do this in the morning because I guarantee you these people have never seen the sunrise. But you get up in the morning or before you go to bed at night. Actually, they're probably not close to going to bed because they're probably living off the government funds already, maybe sleeping in till noon. This might be midday for them. I don't know. But you grab your pots and pans. You go outside. I don't know. These people, I would think that they're mostly DoorDashers. Do these folks even own pots and pans? I don't know. I'm not sure. I go back to what the folks at Chaz and Chop did. They lasted about 150 hours controlling the city of Seattle. And they ran out of clean laundry. They ran out of their orange wedges and Capri Suns and had to go back home. They couldn't control the city any longer. So I don't know what they expect to happen here from these folks. They're not, they're not the most committed group. They're committed to insanity, but they want you to take your pots and pans, or maybe you got to borrow them from your neighbor. I don't know. Maybe there should be a government program to give you free pots and pans so you can participate in this protest. But you go outside, you start banging on the pots and pans. You start singing. I don't know. There's not a list of songs that are approved that you can sing here. I don't know what those. You might have some ideas on what those could be. In fact, I wouldn't mind hearing some of those if you want to email me, todd@toddhuffshow.com. But you got to sing some approved song, even though there's not a list here. You got to chant something. And you got to make noise for 5 minutes. I don't know if you set an alarm on your iPhone or your Samsung device. I don't know. I don't know how you know. But the neighbors are going to come out because they're going to hear you banging on your pots and pans, and they're going to think, what is Joe and Susie? What are Joe and Susie doing out there? I'm going to go out there and have a conversation with them. And they're going to tell, your neighbors are going to come out, and you're going to tell them, hey, man, we have a fascist running this country. You probably never heard me say that before because until tonight I was a normal person and now I'm just out here banging on these pots and pans that I had to borrow. I had to get a federal subsidy for to go out and buy some. And I'm singing some state-approved songs here, some communist songs to get your attention. Now that you're engaged with me, I want you to know that we elected a dictator, and he's a dictator because he wants to reduce crime in the city by doing something that is statutorily something he can do. I don't know what else you're supposed to say here. You're just supposed to scare your neighbor into thinking that he's about to be rounded up by the Gestapo, the secret police. ICE might be, you know, starting to round up people who, you know, are they just don't want in the city anymore. Man, that's what we're supposed to believe. That's how dangerous this has become. And so this is their response. I mean, these folks, I don't take this serious. I don't care if you protest, but this is your protest. Go outside and bang on pots and pans. This is just so infantile. I don't even want to say juvenile. That's disrespectful to young kids out there who would know that this is not this is not anything of real value. So that's what's going on. That's their response. But there has been already some positive responses from Trump's efforts here. And I want to go through some of those. I'm going to go through some of those in a moment. But before I do that, my friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels like juggling more than just numbers. It's gotten big. You've got all sorts of, maybe you have multiple businesses. You've got your estate to think about. You've got multiple investments, different types of investments, well beyond just mutual funds and your 401k or Roth IRA. You've got something that you've built here, and you want to protect it. You want to be wise about how to manage it. That's when family office services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise. It's all under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for your future, and making sure your legacy stays strong and endures for generations. If you're ready for that next level of support. I encourage you to check out FullSuiteWealth.com. FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. Now, I had mentioned that Trump has federalized, I guess, taken over control of the police department now for a couple of days. And you may have seen the White House report that they've already had over 100 arrests. Now, if you're like me, you think, well, I don't know. Is that average? Is that normal? Is that high? I mean, what are you telling me here? So I did a little bit of digging here. I did a little bit of digging here as to what's actually happening here, what's actually different. So here's what's happening, and I'm going to have to bump this mostly into the next segment. But if you look at the types of arrests that are being made, including firearms-related arrests, including immigration-related arrests, including the enforcement of the law regarding homeless encampments, regarding violent crime suspects, you'll find that's where the difference lies as to what was being done prior to Trump and the federalization, I guess, of the D.C. police, at least temporarily. I'll get into that next segment, my friends, but I got to take a time out. Quick time out. Back here in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. By the way, I want to remind you that if you're looking for a place where you can find businesses that you can do business with, that you can get products and services from, who are pushing in the same direction that you are pushing politically, check out Freedom Marketplace. It is our online directory. We have managed it here at the Todd Huff Show. It's our online directory where you can find conservative businesses that are that share your values. It's free for you to use. FreedomMarketplace.net is where you can go. Check it out today. Those are advertisers that make this program possible, too, my friends. Keep that in mind as well. FreedomMarketplace.net is where you can go. Liberty and business for all. So, the Trump police force, I guess, in D.C., the D.C. police force under Trump, they are focused on firearms-related arrests. In fact, one sweep since Trump's team has taken over here netted 24 firearms with 33 firearm-related arrests in one night. Typically, the police department has in D.C., those arrests are much less concentrated. These are firearms offenses. They occur regularly, but they're spread out across many different types of arrests. This is a concentrated effort to get, well, illegal weapons and those who are engaging in the illegal use of weapons off the street in Washington, D.C. Drug offenses. The team has, under Trump, they've had multiple narcotics-related arrests reported in the initial sweeps. Again, this might be common in a typical day with D.C. police, but it's not as concentrated and it's spread out more over the course of time. They had 10 arrests on people who had outstanding warrants in one night alone, but these and typical situations, these are people who have warrants out are arrested, but are typically integrated into the general operation. These aren't focused raids or efforts made by the police force. Immigration-related arrests, we knew that this was coming. There were 23 arrests in one night. In a normal circumstance, this is very rare in Washington, D.C., that there would be immigrations enforcement at all. That falls typically, as you know, to federal agencies. It's a major component of the city under, well, the city police under Trump's leadership to clear these homeless encampments. And arrests have been happening that are related to housing violations. In a normal day, this is not really enforced strictly. It's not a central focus. And the police department typically collaborates with social services on things like homeless encampments. There was at least one homicide suspect apprehended during the sweeps. Roughly 66 arrests under Trump's leadership in the first two nights, over 100 in the first week. Typically, there's about 56 arrests a day, but they're not the same. Typically, they're spread over more a broader type of crime. So you could point out that there are clearly differences. It's focused. The mission is focused. They have different targets. This federal effort is prioritizing quick, high-impact arrests, things like guns, things like narcotics, warrants, encampments, illegal aliens, versus the more ongoing, you know, not mission-focused, I guess, daily policing activities that the police department typically has. They're also, because it's, of course, ICE is going to be involved here, ICE, DEA, ATF, FBI, those folks are all going to be a part of this as well. They're bringing their tools and their manpower to the scene as well. So that's what's going on. So there's a fight about this. It seems obvious that there's a concerted effort to clean this up. I'll tell you really quickly, when I was in D.C., I'd shared before that one of the things that we did, I attended this little church. It's called Temple Baptist Church. It's right on the edge of American University's campus. I forget the name of that street that I walked down. It was between my dorm, which they purchased from an old Catholic school, between the dorm and the main campus at American University. I forget the name of the street. You can see the National Cathedral out the window of my dorm. But anyway, little church there. We used to feed the homeless at Lafayette Park, which is directly across from the White House. And there would be a lot of people that would come. One of the pastors used to be homeless himself, and the deal was you had to listen to a mini sermon. His name was Gary, that he would deliver for, it was a couple minutes. And I'm telling you, I saw it all. I saw one lady threaten to come back and to knife the pastor's wife, who was this sweet, kind individual. I saw one individual as I was talking with them. He pulled up his shirt to show me a scar where he'd been knifed. I mean, very, very violent drugs and all sorts of things. So that has been a problem for some time. But anyway, I'm out of time here. I got to wrap it up. Folks, have a great day. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.